USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are pushing a $3 trillion stimulus package. It's the fifth and largest to be considered, and it has money for state and local governments as well as families. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
The HEROES Act focuses on three pillars: opening our economy safely and soon, honoring our heroes, and then putting much-needed money into the pockets of the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wouldn't call the bill dead on arrival, but there was an inference to that, saying the Senate wants more targeted stimulus.
Well, what I've said is we're taking a look at what we've already done. We've added about $3 trillion to the national debt and assessing the effectiveness of that before deciding to go forward.
The House is expected to vote on the bill on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio says 52 children have been diagnosed with an inflammatory syndrome that's possibly linked to COVID-19.
It's sobering. It's bluntly frightening. And I want to say to parents out there, if you're hearing this information about pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome and it sounds scary, it does sound scary. I'm speaking as a parent myself.
At least 14 people were killed, including two newborns, during an attack at a hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan. Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aran said the attack also left some new mothers and nurses dead at the maternity clinic, which is run by Doctors Without Borders. Witnesses say they heard gunfire and two explosions at the beginning of the attack by suicide bombers. Special forces killed all the attackers during a clearing operation. They also moved about 100 people to safety. The Taliban, which signed a peace deal with the U.S. in February, denied responsibility for the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The federal deficit for the month of April reached a record high of $738 billion, according to the U.S. Treasury Department. The monthly figure was about three-quarters of the entire fiscal year's 2019 deficit, which came to $984 million. The total deficit for the first 7 months of the 2020 fiscal year stands at $1.48 trillion, bypassing the previous record in 2009, which had a $1.4 trillion deficit. The public debt ballooned thanks to some $3.6 trillion in legislation passed by Congress to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The biggest of those packages was the $2.3 trillion coronavirus aid, which President Trump signed on March 27th. The legislation provided direct stimulus payments to Americans. The Treasury Department said it paid out $217 billion in the individual stimulus checks, $142 billion in state and local government payments, $146 billion in health care costs, and $46 billion in unemployment benefits. Meanwhile, tax receipts were down $294 billion compared to April 2019 after the Trump administration delayed tax payments until July. You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.